Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Full Spectrum Unfucking Leashed. I am Matt, and Dennis, I hope that you caught Scarlett. How's your night going, brother?
Well, other than the fact that my balls are now hanging like popsicles from my waist, I have been out walking my neighborhood to find my dumbass dog that decided, oh, let's go visit the neighbor dogs. Yeah, my evening is going just lovely. Dear Mr. Evan Williams, please make this much better. And wait, listen, I think I hear him. Yes, yes, that would be Evan Williams telling me I will make the night better, my friend. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. You know what? It's kind of a bittersweet thing this evening, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? It's always nice to pass the torch. We're passing it on to what I think is going to be a pretty phenomenal thing. So what the hell, man? It's always good.
Yeah. Well, first off, I mean, this is maybe possibly our last Monday night. So,
you never know.
But I have to ask you, how was your fucking New Year's?
Well, it went fine. Sat home. I spoke with a very dear friend of mine, Jack Daniels. I watched the ball drop in New York and giggled at those people out there freezing their balls off going, you're kind of retarded. Wait, then look what I did. But, I wasn't out there just for shits and giggles and fun. But, yeah, my New Year's was awesome. So, I can't complain, brother. You know, out with the old, in with the new, and let's hope that everything this year turns out much better than last year. Let's see where it ends up. How about yours? Did you do anything spectacular? Go hang out with good friends, family, anything like that for New Year's?
I went to my normal spot, Tokyo Bay. I had some drinks with some great friends. And basically, I don't know, I was designated driver in a way, because I literally, when I say drinks, I kid you not, I had I was tore up. No, I wasn't, actually.
Well, you were or you weren't? Come on now.
No, I wasn't.
So on the old world basis, you were either tore out the frame, you were tore up from the floor up, or just a corner was rippled and ruffled. Which was it?
No, actually, I had a good time. We hung out, ringing the new year, and then I pretty much played chauffeur for everyone. So, for anybody who was in a 10-mile radius, they got a safe ride home until I got on their street, and then I scared the shit out of people.
Well, that's the entertainment value.
Yes.
If you're doing it that way, then that's all good, man. You got to have the entertainment value.
I
think, all right, cool, I'm home. And then, like, do a random donut in front of their house or something. Meanwhile, you have to, as the driver, scream at the top of your lungs like you've completely lost control just to freak them out.
Oh, there was one girl that I drove home. Her name was Christina. It is Christina. I didn't kill her, by the way. I think she may have possibly shit herself. And, dude, when I turned down her street and I saw there was not a single car that had gone down it, and it was just a blanket of snow.
That would be a fun time.
Yeah, I kind of took my Jeep on a four-wheel drive, and there wasn't a straight line towards her door.
Oh, good.
I scared the absolute shit out of this poor girl, and I was laughing the whole time.
Well, good. That's what you should do. If I got to be your designated driver, then I get to have my entertainment done.
I don't remember seeing a straight line down the street. And mind you, again, I was the only person to drive down the street. I may have hopped the curb a couple times, but that's okay. It was totally controlled.
Who the hell is laughing?
That's probably Steve.
Oh, because I'm looking at the board and everybody else is muted for the time being. Which, you know, that's kind of rude of you to leave them all muted. Well,
so,
I mean, Ryan, I can understand you leaving Ryan muted. You know, he's probably, like, pitching a tent or something.
Yeah, he's pitching a tent with Captain.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. We got to leave him muted.
Yeah, you know what? That is a definite quality amongst us male figures. To be able to pitch a tent with Captain, because usually it's the complete opposite.
I will say this, though. I got a young female friend of mine posted a status the other day that I've got to give her kudos. It said, it's a good thing I'm a woman because it would be embarrassing with the amount of hard-ons I would get if I was a male. I'm not sure where she was at, but I'm assuming there were a lot of hot people there. So, yeah, I'm glad that a female does understand what it's like. So, kudos to you, Courtney. Thank you. All right. So what do you want to do, brother? Do you want to bring them all in at once? Do you want to alert the listeners to the new setup that's probably going to occur? I see the chat room is loaded with guests. Feel free, folks, if you're in the chat, instead of just sitting there as guests, say hello in the chat. Type your name. Let us know who the hell you are so I'm not sitting here talking to guests, because then I just get confused and, well, I don't know who the hell I'm talking to at that point.
Yeah, come on, fuck it. We're old. Name yourselves.
I just got booted. Another user has logged in and booted me. Wait, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I love it when Blog Talk just randomly throws me, like, these jacked up things. I'm like, what the hell? All
right, so before we decide to go ahead and bring everybody in, we might as well explain what this evening is all about.
Yes.
You there? No.
I'm here.
Are
you there?
I heard a click. I thought I lost you.
You're not that damn lucky.
Yeah, no shit.
What tonight is all about is what?
Well, what tonight is all about is Dennis and I have been doing Full Spectrum Unleashed for just about a year, due to family and friends issues. Unfortunately, we're going to have to give up Monday night. We will still be on for Full Spectrum on Wednesdays. So, for what this night is about is to welcome possibly our new additions to Monday nights. Which are great, great friends of mine and Dennis's. Nick, Steve, Ryan. I'm not exactly sure yet who totally is going to be
involved.
Neither
are they.
Yeah, neither are they.
So basically what's going on is Matt and I are retiring our Monday night Full Spectrum Unleashed slot. We're giving it over to a great group of friends that's going to take over doing the programming on Monday nights for you. We're still not 100% certain what the Monday night radio program is going to be called. There was speculation that they're going to call it FAPS, but I'm not real sure that I want to cheer for FAP. But it would be...
you know what? I'll cheer for FAP on that. You know, FAPS, when, I can't remember if it was Ryan or Steve that brought that up, but FAPS is a awesome fucking name. It stands for fucking awesome paranormal show.
Yes. So, yes, Jacob, we could have a FAP fest. And whoever tried to type it in, I'm sorry, but you have to get creative when you type things like that in the chat, because it wants to screw with you and it wants to mute you. So here's how you have to do it. See, just a little typo and it works awesome. But yes, at this point we are going to pass the torch on Monday night. Can we go ahead and like unmute everybody now? You know what? Yeah, we can.
Yeah, what the fuck? Let's melee it.
I got the board, so I'm doing it. So everybody is unmuted. Well, I just heard a female moan. That's kind of bothersome. Did we interrupt?
No. That might have been
so,
me.
What? I'm going to say, I really like his name, FAPS. FAPS? Awesome.
I mean, if there's something going on and I interrupted
that's
and unmuted
awesome.
You at the wrong moment, please feel free to carry on.
Yeah, come back with us every Monday night.
Oh, Lord.
Spread the word.
Three guys and a girl. Three guys are fapping and we have one girl.
Because she's already praying. Oh, Lord. So,
you may be
tired.
There's always time to fap.
As soon as I unmute her, we hear a moan, and now she's saying, "Oh Lord, I think I did interrupt."
Oh my goodness!
You interrupted nothing.
So, can we do introductions?
By all means.
Is that Amber?
This is an Amber. Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to be sure.
All right. So, yep, right down the line. Nick, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit.
Hi, this is Nick. I am the resident ignorant dude. I have no idea. I literally was called about 2 minutes before the show started. I am suffering through a broken leg right now, so I don't have a choice.
Ouch.
And I got to say, I was having a pretty bad week until you guys played You Are My Enemy by Hoffman when we started this thing. So, good choice. Good choice. I think my leg is cured. Anyway, that's about it. I'm from New York, and I'm friends with Steve. We met on a game, and we were roommates over the summer, and that's about it.
You met on a date?
We e-dated.
No,
we didn't. I didn't really get an attention until the third date.
So was it E-Harmony?
It was G-Harmony, actually. G-Harmony.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking J-Date, but...
J-Date, no, definitely G-Harmony.
J-Date.
Hey, I'm good with it. I mean, I look at it...
Hey, whatever.
Christian Mingle is run by the same people that run Adult Friend Finder, so...
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem dating gay dudes. I just have a problem with Jews. So, J-Date, no. G-Harmony all the way.
Oh, okay.
Down with...
Dudes. Down on dudes?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, I know. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Sure,
you
why not?
Explaining what your hobby
is. Down
are.
With
that's
dudes.
All good.
Yes. Blowing dudes. Blowing dudes every Wednesday.
No, wait, that's our night. No, you're not.
Matt.
I don't know.
You're not blowing dudes on Wednesdays. You're listening to Full Spectrum.
Yeah, that's no, right. I know that. I am listening to it. I can still blow dudes at the same time, right?
Well, yeah, I mean,
multitasking.
It's not plugging his ears.
Yeah. Turns me on, you know, can't judge me. Your voice. Yeah. It's just amazing. Oh.
Yeah, no judgment whatsoever, Nick. Welcome to the program, brother.
Yeah,
Steve,
we have
hello.
A little bit of an issue. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Well,
hey,
welcome
Steve.
To the program, Steve. Care to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Steve. First off, Nick is our in-house unexpert, as I like to call him. Our resident unexpert. He doesn't know shit, so that's good. I am the director of Transcend Paranormal, and I'll be hanging out here Monday nights. So, yeah, it'll be fun. Fun times.
Cool.
So,
Go ahead. Also,
Dennis, we've had a bunch of dicks. So, Amber,
yes.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Amber. I am the one of the newer members of TAP, or newer members from ASTS, and I am the equipment and tech manager. I have lived in Richmond all of my life.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what else to say.
So,
I'm drinking.
What are you drinking right now?
I am drinking, it's called Zombie Killer, and it's by Bee Nectar Meadery. It is a honey wine.
Ah.
Absolutely delicious.
What are you drinking right now?
Do what, Matt?
I said, what are you drinking right now?
Oh, right now I am drinking Evan Williams 1783 and Coke.
I think I have some Evan Williams in the car.
Is it actually from 1783?
Well, of course. They wouldn't name it that otherwise. Duh. Yeah, it's barrel raised in the ocean for 250 years, and then they bring it back up. Hell no, it's not from 1783, you jackass. I'm lucky if it's from 1983.
You're lucky if it's from 2013.
Well, yeah. Well,
so,
hey, either way, it's smooth, and, you know, it's straight Kentucky sour mash whiskey. I discovered that a handle of it is $26. A handle of Jack Daniels is $50. I can use the other $24 to buy most of a carton of cigarettes, so I can totally screw my health.
Hey, Nick, what are you drinking?
I am drinking chocolate milk, 2%.
That's hardcore.
You
let me tell you what.
Animal.
Have you tried that chocolate
I can't
wine
drink.
Stuff?
Oh, yes. No. There's a place in New York. I live in New York, by the way. There's a place in Union Square called Chocolate by the Bald Man. It's a restaurant, but they also serve chocolate in just about every dish and drink they have. And they have this really good cherry chocolate vodka. So I don't know if that's similar to what you're talking about, but I am familiar with chocolate alcohol.
But that chocolate vodka is danger in a freaking bottle.
It's good. Yeah, it induces periods, too, faster.
What?
So I can't drink any alcohol right now because I have a broken foot and it's swollen up. It's my blood, so I wish I could join you guys drinking. I'm also on a bunch of ibuprofen, and believe it or not, I am not dazed or confused.
They didn't give you any real painkillers for that?
I don't really have insurance yet.
Dear Lord.
I'm a freelancer, unfortunately. So I'm just, it's not a serious injury. I didn't break any bones. I just sprained an ankle, but it's kind of a bad sprain. So, you know, I'm all swelled up.
I
haven't really walked anywhere for 2 weeks.
You said you're dealing with a broken leg. Now it's just a sprained ankle.
It's just a sprain. I was just being facetious earlier.
Oh, you just wanted sympathy, you asshole.
I just wanted some attention.
You attention whore.
Yeah, I know. By the way, we brought a bunch of kids listening to the show.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hey,
It'll be all right.
Well, I blew that one out of the water.
you shouldn't curse. It's inappropriate.
So when I was down and I was talking to Jesus and we were speaking about the morals of humanity. Wait, what? Dude, Monday
That's
night
a fun conversation.
What?
Go ahead.
Hmm? Did we talk about Jesus? Is that what Jesus said?
Did we lose Matt?
I think we lost.
I don't know if he's there.
You're still here, Matt. Now finish your damn story. When you were down with Jesus and you were talking about the humanity and all.
We were talking about humanity, and I finished my whole spiel with Monday nights is not for kids.
Wow.
Dennis, as you know.
Well, I am so confused at this point. But I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're online with us or on air with us, please make sure that we're not on speakerphone because every single cough, sneeze, snort, burp, fart, everything else that you do comes right through. Not to mention if your dog in the background farts, we get that as well. Plus, we get a hell of an echo.
Also, who the hell uses speakerphone?
I do, sometimes.
No, I can't understand people on speakerphone.
I do when I'm driving. That way I'm not, you know, holding the phone or whatever. But
oh, that's safe.
Yeah. If you're driving, feel free to call it.
That's our top demographic. Pull
the
over.
Single one to do is drinking.
If you're driving, please text in. We will be happy to read the text for you.
Yeah, text in, please.
Texting and driving is safe.
Yes.
It only takes your eyes off the road for a few seconds, just long enough for you to
You'll
kill
be good.
A family
That's fine.
As well. Yeah.
And as long as you use spell check.
Bro, what the fuck?
Wow, it's that kind of show, huh?
What the hell?
We only do a hybrid out here.
Yeah.
About as good as Family Guy, milking it for the ratings, right?
And we're 25 minutes into the show, folks, and we've already hit damn near rock bottom.
I went to college
for this.
No place else to go but up.
Wait. Dennis and everybody else who has the board up right now, you understand that I did not touch the board and I did not go down to that file that has those sounds, right?
What?
I didn't hit it.
Yeah, no, I actually YouTube fart sounds.
That's great.
Oh.
That's high class.
Those are much better than some of the other sounds that we've had.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh.
They're better. Those are better than a couple of guests that we've had, too.
Well, yeah, but either way, I mean.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, my goodness, you're loud.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, it does. And that is completely accurate.
Oh, boy.
By the way, fuckers, that was me.
Tasty.
Yes, and that's what happens when he gets shit-faced at Parafest with Grant Wilson, Steve, and who all did get shit-faced by?
And Nick.
Steve, Dave, Bruce, yeah. Get
please,
him back
please.
To the hotel room, and then we start making sound clips, and that's what I get. So, yeah, it is loud when you're on the phone, when you're actually in the board, but when you're in the general audience, they're not nearly as loud. So, there's really no way to know who's actually taking over our program on Monday nights. The group that is joining us, ladies and gentlemen, is kind of a conglomeration of everybody that's trying to take it over. So
I don't think
tell,
Ryan got to do his introduction.
I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, Ryan, what's going on, man?
I mean, it's Ryan.
You're a good
he
buddy.
Doesn't need an introduction.
Exactly.
Anyways. I bow before you, my friend. I won't bend, but I will bow.
I'm Ryan. I am the historian for All City Paranormal Society, and I'm currently on my second Miller Lite, so I'm good to go.
Miller Lite.
Oh, don't lie. You were drinking Captain Morgan earlier.
I was. Yeah, I was, but now I'm drinking Miller Lite. I can't be drinking two shots all night. I'll be sloshed. Making no
sense. Yeah, we've heard that before. We've had him online when he was sitting back with Howard doing the shots of Captain Morgan tonight.
Drinking Fireball. Calling you, sir.
Oh, yeah, Fireball. Now,
be thankful that you guys weren't there for New Year's. Good Lord.
Oh, my God. That was funny. That was funny.
That was intense.
God.
Now, Ryan,
I say so
Ryan, I have to poke fun at you. You said you're drinking Miller Lite, right?
Yes, sir. See, there it is.
Do you know what Miller Lite? Do you know what Miller Lite and sex in a canoe have in common?
You know what? I have no idea, but go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, they're both fucking close to water.
I'm drinking Miller Lite in the old fucking cans, man. I got the old school cans. Feel nostalgic tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Ew.
Exactly. As long as he gets too drunk, who cares what it tastes like?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
now see,
well,
nobody drinks beer for taste.
Well, this is true.
I do. Sometimes.
Well, you're weird, so.
Well, I buy like Dragon's Milk or Dark Hollow.
That Ryan Coogler you brought to Howard the other night was good. That was good tasting beer. I will give you that.
Which
That's
one?
Good shit. The orange flavored Ryan Coogler you brought to Howard.
Oh,
house.
Yeah. That orange
good.
Candy.
That was good. But if I'm drinking to get drunk, I don't care about the taste. Just you know.
Classy. I do the
well,
same.
Well, usually the stuff I grab is over 9%, so.
What would that include?
That is definitely Dragon's Milk and Dark Hollow.
There's this stuff called
11.
So Amber is the actual beer crafter, beer connoisseur of the group.
I wouldn't call
Jackson
myself that. I am a beer snob a little bit.
So
I like beer. I kind of
I can afford.
All right, so we're at this location. What do you have? Well, I have my digital recorder. I have a EMF detector. And what do you have? Well, I have this fine dragon's breath from...
Uh, 1783,
maybe? That's a
stale-ass beer. It's amazing how all this shit just keeps running full circle, isn't it?
Well, she's drinking zombie killer, so that's got to count for something.
Well, yeah, I just finished that one, and now I'm on Necro Mango Con.
Oh. That's
it is
hot.
A mango and black
yeah.
pepper
mm-hmm.
honey wine.
See, that's like all fancy and shit. Damn.
Yeah, no yeah. shit. I'm
drinking beer out of
a
fucking
tasty
cup right now.
I thought this was a Miller Coors, like, Budweiser kind of party.
Yeah, I eyebrow and shit. You know?
I would have dressed better.
You probably drink brandy and shit, huh?
No, brandy's a whore. She has diseases. Don't touch that.
Yeah. Don't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Did you say something about a whore with a beaver?
Hey.
What am I hearing right now?
Get your mind out of the gutter. Jesus.
Oh,
yeah, no.
No
shit.
I let it out earlier. It's
a family show.
It always It always gets lost, and I find it in the gutter all the time.
Well, you're right, so don't worry about it.
I said she was four and has a fever, so we all should pray for her. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, come on. Brandy's a poor soul.
I'm sorry.
She needs our help.
But,
well, I hope
by the way,
better.
By the way, I'm totally kidding. I'm not kidding. If there is a Brandy out there who is 4 years old and has a fever, I my heart goes out to you, and so do my prayers. But
yes, I will click back on your link, and you'll get 1,000 prayers for Brandy, for sure.
Yes. Thank you.
Put it up on Facebook. Get 1,000 likes.
Exactly. Click like if you want Brandy to learn. If you don't like.
All right.
If you scroll down, you're so fucking die.
Hey, Dennis, you there?
I don't know where the hell I am, dude. I'm so lost.
I'm just saying, right now. I have no idea what's going on.
Have you checked out the 218?
Have I checked out the what?
The 218 on the board.
No, but
yeah,
that's kind of fun. I'll bring him in.
What the fuck?
I just brought him in. All right.
The more the merrier.
Whoever just joined us with a phone number that ends at 1841, welcome to the program. I'm Dennis, and who the hell are you?
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I was on mute.
Oh, shit.
Well, we can fix that. That's why we're welcome back on mute.
1841, how you doing?
That sounds like Howard.
Is it Howie?
No.
Howie?
That's all right. I'll mute him again if he was so damn happy.
That's a surprise. It's mute me.
ASPS taking over.
No.
All right.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, brother. How are you?
I am well, my friend. Cold, but well. How are you?
Oh, fuck you on that.
Well, screw you, Matt.
Okay, let's see. Howard?
Yes, sir.
What temperature are you dealing with at this point?
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that in English for you. What temperature are you dealing with?
Well, Dennis, you are kind of quiet, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I'm going to
eat better.
Mumbler.
Howard, what temperature is it where you are?
Oh, he's right up the street from me. It's fucking cold.
Cold as fuck. That's the temperature is right now.
Thank you.
Right.
He doesn't have balls or penis anymore.
All right, I'm
freaking cold
thing.
Outside.
Howard, it's freaking 20 degrees.
Well, I'm out in the warehouse. Where I'm at in the warehouse right now, we're looking probably about 7 degrees.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's flipping cold.
And Matt, what are you dealing with right now?
20 degrees warmer than Howard is.
More long.
Oh, 20 more degrees
long.
Colder.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got a good laugh for you. The town I grew up in, which is in Northwest Ohio, I'm looking at WeatherBug right now. The temperature is -14. And then it says, feels like -14. The only thing I can think is, how the fuck do you know it feels like -14? It's just so damn cold, you can't feel like shit.
All I know is it's cold. Okay, what the temperature is.
But to our friends out in Phoenix, Arizona right now, who are sitting in a nice, comfortable 61 degrees, fuck you.
A big fuck you.
Let me say this real quick. Amber, Ryan.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
I know you guys are going to do a great job. Then if not, you know I love you guys.
Well, I had a good teacher, so.
Stop
it.
You're
proud.
You will. And you got great guys looking at your back. They're going to take care of you. I'm not worried about it. But I want to call in tonight. Wish y'all congratulations. Tell Matt and Dennis I love you guys. You know I do. Y'all are my pair of brothers. And I look forward to what we're going to do in the next year.
Good. Love you too, man.
I damn sure appreciate that, Howard. Love you too, brother. And I look forward to seeing you Saturday night. I know you're at work and you got to run back out there and, you know, go sweat some more out in the warehouse.
Yeah. It freezes upon my buttocks. But on that note, I'm out. Y'all have a good show.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
Hey.
See you now.
Yeah.
See ya.
Just remember, don't lift the flagpole.
Don't lift the pole. All right, I'm putting on you.
I've never been told not to lick a pole before.
Oh, you can lick
a pole. Yeah, you go ahead and lick a pole. That's fine.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Well, you haven't lived.
Amber with the zinger.
Huh?
I said Amber with the zinger.
That's not the first time.
Oh, Lord.
It just
hey, everybody, why don't we get into a little bit of the paranormal shit?
Let's take and then when we come back, we'll jump into that. Sound good? That is me. I'm here.
Is it our show yet?
My brother! Get the mother!
we're good with it. For some reason everybody's getting all jumbled. That's probably my phone though. Fuck you, T-Mobile.
All right, we will be back in like 5 minutes, ladies and gents.
5 minutes.
Yes, that's how long the song's gonna be. 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
Night, well, go ahead.
Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm
from Malibu to Paribu. Yeah, I had a big machine bad ears. So, hit me up when you're passing through. I give you something big enough to tell your ass to. Swag on them even when you're drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In 100 years, not there when I pull up on that bitch, you pay me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused. You get pimp.
Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like, work? Hey, 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 hey. Baby, can you breathe? I got this from Jamaica. It always works for me. Dakota to Decatur.
No more pretending.
So this is Nick, New Yorker Nick. I'm a guest on this show, but we just wanted to play a quick intro to our old show as a shout-out to some of the Grawl players. Shout-out to Aphrodite and Midori. So for Grawl players, this is just for you, and then we'll continue on with Steve's paranormal show.
I can't read his mind. His brain's been altered to resist me.
You don't owe anything to them. They manipulated you and then tried to kill you.
So I keep hearing.
From who?
All you need to know is that I will get free.
If that's your final word. I only use this as a last resort. It's going to send you to another dimension. You won't be hurt, but you also won't hurt anyone else again.
You wish you'd killed me.
Sent him off to the Phantom Zone, didn't you?
He left us no choice.
Spoken like a true Justice Lord.
What? Come on.
Passing judgment like gods. With our superpowered army, the human race wouldn't stand a chance.
We'd never go there. It isn't in our nature, and nothing can change that.
Nothing?
Can people hear us?
Yeah, they could.
Yo, what up, people? Can hear us?
Get in the zone!
That was like the 50% done one.
My bad.
Yeah, that was from our old show. That has nothing to do with the paranormal thing. But we just wanted to play it for the listeners here.
What was your show about?
We used to be administrators of
Everything and Nothing.
Everything and Nothing. Yeah.
That's the best kind of show.
We used to prank little kids and get them grounded on the air. That was pretty much the premise.
Well, that's always fun.
Yeah.
Good, clean, wholesome fun. I like that.
That was fun. Shout out to Caleb.
Messing with kids. It's always a good time.
Yeah, we gave them iTunes money.
If we can get down to kind of business, if you will, or hobby, is what I actually like to call it. But I have to throw this out there. I know we've talked about this, Steve and Ryan, you and I have, but what's the deal with the orbs?
With the orbs?
Yeah, like what's the deal with the orbs in paranormal?
That's dust.
Yeah, those are dust particles, water in the air. Bugs, yeah, exactly.
It could also be the camera itself.
Yeah, camera flares.
Yeah.
I see pictures on Facebook all the time of people posting pictures of themselves and like, look at all these orbs and like. You know, obviously, they're dust particles, but, you know.
Well, I mean, if you catch something on video that's moving, like, I don't know. I think there's rare occasions where it could be something.
Well, I think you need to see it with your eyes. I think you need to see it as well as take a picture of it. If you don't see it, then I don't think you're going to count.
Yeah.
So.
Is someone eating chips?
Yeah, I'm done now. Sorry.
What kind of chips are you eating?
That was actually those weren't chips. Those were popcorners, which are half chips and half popcorn. And they're actually our sponsor. So
that sounds good, man. Here with you gotta share with us now.
Yeah, you can get them at your local.
Well, tonight, the Nectar Meatery is my sponsor.
They're gluten free and all natural.
I'm about to get some Doritos here in a second.
Good choice.
So, do you want some gluten free to completely synthetic? Awesome. Alright, as far as obviously what we've been talking about and you guys talked some, taking over the show, like what kind of message do you want to give out to everybody? And like, what direction you want to go with it?
Like, go with the show?
Yeah.
Oh. I think we're open-minded.
Dogs.
Yeah, put your ass on the spot. No, that's a, you know, that's one thing with Dennis and I is. This is probably the best families that you could ever be involved with. And we're thank you so much for even wanting to be a part of it. And as a matter, I mean, Dennis and I have had shows that have to do with, you know, starting firefighters to paranormal to whatever. Like, it's a completely open forum. And I know most of you, and I've talked to most of you, where I'm happy as hell to have you as a part of the family.
I'm thrilled to be a part of it. To be asked to be a part of it.
It's been a long journey.
Yeah,
no. Guys.
And my question is, like, basically just what direction, like, what would you, what do you want to accomplish in getting a message out, whether it's something minute or something major besides go ahead.
I think the best route, at least in my opinion, this isn't because Amber and Ryan are going to be running it for the most of the, you know, for the majority of it. And, you know, I'll be stepping in and Nick will be stepping in and, you know, Howard, and I know Rhonda will be coming in. But in my opinion, I think route would be something like an open forum, and a general sense of what we're going to talk about the evening, but also leave it open to the point where people can call in if they have questions or if they have something that they want to discuss, and just leave it open so that it's kind of like a free knowledge, you know, just allowing people to take it in whatever direction they want to go and run with it.
I want to give people a place where they can feel comfortable talking about what they want, you know, their beliefs, and, you know that we're open-minded, and we don't judge anybody, and we want people to feel comfortable calling us and talking to us about anything. If they want to talk to us about Doctor Who, I will talk to them about Doctor Who. I am good with that.
Well, I'm going to interrupt real quick. I just had a picture hit my news feed from our dear friend Chris Dedman. If anybody is familiar with the Emmett House up in Waverly, Ohio, the picture that he just showed or just posted has probably 30 feet flames coming beyond the roof. So the Emmett House in Waverly, Ohio, I believe, is gone, folks.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, wow.
And
jinkies.
That was one of the, well, he puts it as one of the greatest events that he went to, but the Emmett House is definitely one of the, well, the paranormal world's, valued spots. I mean, some of the evidence that came out of there and everything else, that's just a damn shame.
Do you know what caused the fire?
No, I have no idea. Nothing is being said at this point. It just flashed on my news feed showing the blaze. So I don't even know if this is, up to the minute. Maybe it was, 2 days ago, but I'm not sure.
That's terrible.
Steve, if you look on, I'll tell you what, look on my CPR page. And I'll just share that picture.
What's it called again?
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
It was the Emmett House.
Emmett House.
E-M-I-T House?
E-M-M-I-T-T. I believe is the correct spelling for it. E-M-M-I-T-T House. It's up in Waverly, Ohio. But, everybody that's, anybody in this knows Chris Dedman, and he's the one that just posted the picture. So if you're friends with Chris Dedman, you should be able to see it on his news feed. I just posted a share onto my CPR Dennis news feed. But, yeah, the Emmett House is definitely one of those places that, pretty much everybody is just – amazing.
Speaking of Waverly, I heard a few teenagers actually broke into Waverly Hills and took some pictures in there, and they got arrested. Actually, got arrested at their houses.
Meddling kids.
Yeah.
Well, and that brings me to a point. We had the mansion down in Missouri, I think, or
I think Louisiana, wasn't it? It was Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Just last month. If you're into
you
this field.
Are you talking about Madam, fuck if I remember her name?
Was it the voodoo lady?
Yeah.
No,
this
fuck was her name?
No, it's not Madame DeVoe.
About that. Yeah.
It's not Madame DeVoe. This was one of the mansions down that way that was.
Hers was like a plantation or something that some kids. Doing an investigation burn down or something.
Paranormal investigators.
Smoking pot.
Right.
Air quotes.
Right.
Air quotes, yeah.
You
they
really
those
need to understand.
Those broke into the mansion and started smoking pot and threw beer around.
Yeah.
They couldn't find spirits and they set it on fire.
Yep. If you're going into a location, one, get permission to go in. Don't just break into the son of a bitch. Two, if you're doing an investigation, be real. Don't don't go on and tear shit up. Don't be one of the assholes that all of us in this community want to just, you know, neuter.
Don't be a disrespectful prick.
Exactly. And don't fucking drink.
I mean,
you can drink a little.
Damn.
Now, one of the things that you have to understand is when you're playing with the spirits, you're talking to somebody's aunt, somebody's grandmother, somebody's grandfather, maybe a Civil War veteran. I mean, these are spirits. They're people that are just on a different plane than you and I. Don't be disrespectful.
Have,
don't be a douchebag.
They have feelings. You can't mind if I don't see them, but they have feelings. They know, you know, they're just like us.
Except we have iPhones.
No, it...
Do what?
It just pisses me off. I mean, I look at, well, I actually got my ass jumped last month because somebody posted that they had gone into some location and when security went to throw them out, they told them that they were looking for their dog. Well, if you had to make up a bullshit story that you were looking for your dog, then that tells me you were trespassing. You shouldn't have been in there in the first place. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, which is go through the proper channels and do everything according to protocol in the first damn place.
Well, you know, most people don't even think about that. And there's a lot of people who are into the whole urban exploration and all that. So, I mean, I don't know. But
it's still breaking and entering, though. I mean, that's,
yeah,
you know,
it's still breaking and entering.
I mean, a lot of people see these ghost shows on TV, and they're like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be like that guy. He's cool. I'm going to be like, I'm going to get the pleasure and be on television and make a lot of money. It doesn't work like that.
No, it really doesn't.
It works for Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it does. It's true. That's true.
Yeah, but they were
machine,
all,
so.
Hey,
they were always invited. They were always invited to come solve a mystery.
That's true.
They didn't just break into random places. They were invited to come solve a mystery.
It was always some kind of match.
But half the time they were invited by the guy who wasn't in costume, who was, you know, pretending to be on their side, to lure them in. Am I going off on a tangent there?
No, you're
right, Sam.
You're good.
You present a good point.
I'm getting you soaked up for a second.
We're dissecting Scooby-Doo over here.
As of 10 minutes ago, it looks like the house currently, as of right now, is on fire. And
what's on fire?
On fire?
The Emmett House. So what Chris posted, it's like right now. It's now.
It's going on right now.
Yeah, eyewitnesses at the scene say the building appears to be a total loss. Looks like it's gone.
That's not a huge shame.
See what happens, though, is not only are we doing a paranormal show, we are also doing a breaking news show.
Breaking news.
But I don't mean to make a joke of that. Like it is truly, honestly, sad. I mean,
it's very sad.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know, here's a question within that though. Like, what do you think happens to the spirits after they don't have their location?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, have you ever seen Beetlejuice? Isn't that what happened? Sort of like they couldn't escape the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the paranormal waiting room.
Yeah, guys. Keep in mind, I'm the resident not knowing anything, so I might bring up some stupid shit. So I don't mean to bring up cliche examples, but I just, you know, Beetlejuice was a good movie, and I think that was that's a theory.
I would have the spirits would stick around the land area. You know, people build houses on land, and then they experience ghosts in a brand new house because they built a house on a land that once had a house there, and all of a sudden they have little girls walking around, little ghost girls walking around in, you know, period clothing.
Yeah,
the
house wasn't there.
Go ahead, Amber.
I'm trying to mess up your Beetlejuice theory or whatever.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, have you read anything by Hans Holzer? He put his case files into a book and says, here you go. And some of them, it's like not where they died precisely, but like, say, you know, the nearest house or something. Like there was one story he had put out about a woman who said her trailer was haunted. And so he went out and took a look and found that not long before she moved in, like some guy had ended up getting killed by a car, had gotten hit by a car. And apparently he had stuck to that location, not necessarily the spot where he died, but, I mean, it was in the same area, just not, you know, right there. So, I mean,
that
I think he, you know, finding somewhere in attaching to it, but I don't know so much as they have to be stuck there. I don't know.
The Civil War soldiers, they get killed in a battlefield. You put a building in it, they'll haunt the building because it's on the place where they got killed.
Yeah.
I know that we've investigated Henricus a number of times, and
isn't that where I went with you?
It's possible. I don't know.
I think I went with you on one thing. I think it was Henricus.
It may have been. I don't remember. But either way, we did. We walked out of there with multiple EVPs of Native Americans speaking in Algonquin. And, I mean, we were inside of buildings when we recorded that. So I don't think necessarily that a building burning down means that whatever's there is going to move on. It might. We don't really know. However, from what at least our team has experienced, we've come away a number of times from places where, like I said, we're getting things that, you know, they don't relate to the building specifically. They might relate to the land or an event that occurred there, but not necessarily the building itself.
We investigated Bell Nemus Plantation in Powhatan. We caught some EVPs of Indians inside of Indians beating a drum, actually inside the house. And I don't know why the Indians would be inside the house beating the drums, but maybe there were Indians around that area before the house was built. And then it was built on, you know, Indian land, and the Indians are still there, but now there's a house in their way. So they're inside the house by default, you know?
Well, I do have an EVP that I've loaded up to the board. And, Steve, you were talking about Henricus. This is one that came out of Rock Hall. And I know it was myself and only two other investigators in the room. And I have it captured on three recorders, but I'm going to play this that came off of just the first recorder. You'll hear me making a statement like we were talking about splitting up and going into different areas all at once. And then you'll hear me make a statement and you'll hear a response that was not one of my team members at all. So I'm going to play it twice back to back. It's only 6 seconds long. But it wasn't one of my team that said this. So here you go.
The first one that gets anything, that's where we congregate.
Goodness.
Whoa.
The first one that gets anything, that's where we congregate.
Goodness.
What?
What in the heck is that saying?
Is that the getting this one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal. I made the statement that the first one that gets anything, because we were talking about going into different areas, and the first one that gets anything, then that's where we all three go. Well, we're all three standing inside Rock Hall to the room on the right, and the recorder that captured this is sitting on the table in the corner. I've got, he wasn't one of my investigators, but he was, my investigator is like, I don't know, cousin's son-in-law or stepson, 13-year-old kid. He set his recorder down, and that's what it captured. I said the first one of us that gets anything, that's where we congregate. And I've got a voice that comes back that it sounds like he is standing right at the recorder and says, getting this. So I'll play it one more time so you can hear it. There you go.
The first one that gets anything, that's where we congregate.
Goodness.
Oh, that's awesome.
The only thing I wish I had was video at that point showing all three of us in it so you could see that we didn't say jack shit, and that was something that we cannot explain. As we walked away, I mean, the whole thing was that young man just kept saying that my whole left side is just cold. It feels cold right here. And that's where the recorder was at. I mean, it was just phenomenal as we walked out of the building. Everybody knows what a cellulose, the little glow sticks. I laid one of those upstairs, and we all three of us watched it roll about 6 inches to the side. It's obvious there's something in the building. It's obvious that there's energy there. The trouble is, what the hell?
That's what I was looking at.
Blanking it?
What?
But, I mean, it's obvious that there's an energy in that building. Now, I mean, obviously, getting this is not, Algonquin in Indian or anything else. But holy shit, was that cool as hell.
That's an awesome EVP, man.
And I've got another one here. Let me see if I can find it.
Hold on, Dennis. Who is wearing a vinyl sweatsuit and moving around profusely at the moment?
Well, no, who's rolling on top of bubble wrap? Knock that shit off.
Bubble wrap? That might have been me. I got out of my car for a second.
Good
Lord. You and your wrap.
Jesus.
But, now, this one's a little bit longer. It's 13 seconds. It also comes out of Rock Hall. Like I said, this kid was 13. We were going to leave him in that room by himself. And he kept playing with the damn flashlight going, can I keep the flashlight? And I told him no. He said, so I can't keep the flashlight. I told him no. And then you hear a voice that comes back and says, yeah. And then I offered, here, take a glow stick. But listen to this one and see if you catch the answer that wasn't one of us.
Can I keep this flashlight?
No.
I can't keep that on?
No.
Yeah.
Here. Hold the glow stick.
And that's when I told
him. I keep this flashlight.
No.
I can't keep that on?
No.
Yeah.
Here. Hold the glow stick.
But you hear the flashlight click on and off a couple of times, and that's why I told him, no, you can't keep the flashlight. Fucking stop with the flashlight. Click, click. I can't keep the flashlight. Click, click. No. Here, hold a glow stick. Be quiet. But, I mean, there's obviously energies there. The trouble is, in chat, Jacob makes a good point that, he's open-minded, but he doesn't really know or doesn't really believe that they are here. And, he believes everything is possible, as he says. But I don't believe in any of the ghost stuff, but I still think it's an amazing possibility. Well, Jacob, listening to voices that you can't explain, which are EVPs, you've got to be leaned a little more towards it's a damn good possibility that there are energies around us and there are spirits there, and they can communicate with us. And that's the whole purpose of our field, is to prove that there is something after death other than, like, I've got a friend of mine that's just an absolute diehard skeptic. Everything just goes black and you become worm food. Bullshit. There is something after death. Be it heaven or hell, or you're stuck here on earth, or, you know, something like that. You know, we have the, you know, Gettysburg battlefield. Well, hell, we've got, you know, thousands of battlefields.
Oh, yeah.
People are constantly seeing shadows. They're seeing energy and everything else. Well, those lives were taken, you know, almost instantly and tragically and you know, just instantly that body is killed. But the soul still lives. Now, if you can go to heaven and if you can go to hell, then that says that I accept the fact that there is a soul. So right off the bat, you've admitted that you agree there is a soul. Now, back in the early 1900s, like 1907, I believe, they actually did studies. They would put a human body on a scale, and at the moment of passing, 7/10 of an ounce of weight was lost from each and every body. So is that the weight of the human soul, 7/10 of an ounce?
Yeah, it was. It was actually 8 grams was the...
Wow.
2014, it might be heavier. At least for Americans.
True.
Well...
Could be subjective.
No matter what the weight, the fact is the body lost weight at the moment of passing on each and every one of them.
You know, they say you pass your bowels when you die.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
supposed
even
to avoid your bowels.
And gas is coming out.
Maybe the gas. Too. Yeah.
But even if you shit on the table, that weight's still on the table.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the weight would still be there.
The
but
only option would be gas. And who has
yeah.
8 grams of gas? I mean, do you realize
what they
how
ate.
Much? Do you realize how much gas it would take to make up 8 grams?
Yeah. Well, here's the honest to God thing about when, and Dennis, you know this. When a human body passes and from life to that instant of non-life, I'm not going to call it death, but I'm going to call it not life. What happens physically is you don't void your bowels, you don't shit yourself, I mean, that or piss yourself. That doesn't happen until, on average, about 36 hours later. So.
Right.
Your muscle contraction will hold all your fluid then. Where the 8 grams comes from, and this is where I always play devil's advocate when it comes to that's the spirit leaving the body at that time. Well, there's certain things that have weight that have to do with pressures. Is you have air in your lungs, you have gastric fluids and gastric buildup that is in your gut that, yeah, you burp, you purge, you fart. Also, anything that's in motion, meaning blood through your circulatory system and through your actual skin and everything, when you die, that loss of momentum creates a release. You have weight under pressure. You don't have it when it's stagnant. So at the moment of death, you actually can't you can't gauge of what's going to happen of weight saying whether or not yes or no there is a soul. There's too much going on within the human body. And any sort of fluctuation, no, you that you can't gauge that to say yes or no. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. We could have really used those farting sounds we heard earlier, though, for this segment.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. The soul.
You're farting out your soul.
Yeah.
since we're on top of the souls.
Hey. Can you check how much this weighs?
You live in your soul.
And musical ones, too.
Since we're on the topic of souls, my curiosity prevails. How would you explain that?
Bring it down to poop.
Sorry, excuse me.
All right. Since we're on the topic of souls, what? What, Amber?
How would you explain, say, now I can't remember the word. Like where kids will say how they were this person in, 1800s and
past
they owned
life,
a farm,
but reincarnation,
out in fucking Nebraska. Yeah, reincarnation, that kind of thing.
And a past life.
Yeah, past life. Like, I don't know, there was a certain word I was going for, but I can't fucking remember.
Past
yeah,
life
I'm
works.
Having a brain fart, okay.
Very funny.
So who is shitting themselves right now?
Yeah.
Really?
That was kind of juicy. What was that?
Somebody's got some wet fart.
Got the Hershey squirts.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but somebody needs to check the next one to see if it has passengers.
Jeez.
I think I might have some extra toilet paper if you need it.
Some adult diapers or something. Look at adult pull-ups. I'm gonna
always loving
now.
This.
Just to let you know, all the kids that I invited to the show that are all teenagers were laughing a lot at your farts. So we got some viewers who
kids laughing
are
farts,
enjoying,
yes.
This, enjoying this educational program, at least that part.
Highbrow humor, that's what we're all about.
Yeah.
Oh,
farts.
I thought you were going to say they shot themselves.
Well,
they might have from laughter. This is just
well,
about their level of humor.
I've got one on the board that wants to join in, so I'm going to bring them in and see what they have to say. And 6554, you are on the air.
Give us your best farting sound.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
buddy.
Hi there. How are you today?
No, I wanted to comment in on when I first started listening, you guys were talking about the Emmett House as to, like, if spirits still linger when the structure's gone. I actually have witnessed this myself. I've gone out on investigations on my own back in my hometown of Michigan, home state of Michigan, up in Macomb County, there was an insane asylum that they took down back in the 70s. And it was all overgrown with woods and everything. And we actually went out in the woods, and you could still hear deranged screams and everything else. We actually caught it on recorders. Now, this was back in, like, 97, back when I was in high school. So, but, I mean, to me, that stands as proof to me.
Hey, guys, this is Jimmy Livingston from – he's part of All Seeing Paranormal Society, one of the lead investigators, and a really good friend of mine. And I'm happy he's on board with us right now.
So, Jimmy, let me verify. You believe, then, that even though the structure isn't there, the energies are kind of bound to that location?
Exactly, because – to that location, whether the structure is there or not, It can stay within that area because it's, in a way, it's locked in time. You know, it happened in that specific spot. It's going to stay in that specific spot.
Well,
you know,
I don't think that kind of stuff is 100% bound because, you know, you've got some people who have stuff walk off with them or follow them to the house.
Well, they might be attached to an object as well.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're not attached to an object or they're just lost souls, so to say, where else are they going to go? They don't go anywhere else. They're going to stay there. Like
there
an echo
so many
in time.
People that haunt insane asylums that some would be stuck to the land, some might be stuck to an object. There's so many souls in that asylum that you can see why some would be stuck in the land, some would be moving on, some would stay, some would go.
Exactly.
You know, it's
the same
like a,
as like
a
It's also like say like a battlefield or something, you know, like around Fredericksburg. These battlefields have houses built up on them and stuff. I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
still a lot of trauma in that area. Like someone said earlier, that a person immediately dies, a soul is immediately released on that land. It's going to stay on that land. If it attaches itself to somebody, it's because they're trying to find a way out of it. They want to get, you know, onto something better, or they just want to get away.
It's a very good point.
You know. So.
But yeah,
well,
I know what you mean.
The other question comes in. Is it a matter of connection to the land? Is it a matter of connection to they don't know what else, you know?
I would say it's a matter of connection
to.
I would say it's a matter of connection to the land because the land is what would have the blood spilled, you know, so to say. It's that land. It will. The earth itself will never change under it. You can build structures on it. You can do whatever you want on it. That land is never going to change. And when that event happened, it's. That event sealed itself in time.
Exactly.
No.
So I mean,
I see your point. It's like that land, that structure, you know, where the structure might not be there anymore, but the you know, it always that land will always be where that structure used to be, no matter what.
That's right.
That land, it's stamped on there, and it will always be where that structure used to be. So if the building might not be there. And they might think the building's there. They might see the building around them, even though it's not there. You know?
Absolutely right. Now, with that in mind, think about this, Ryan. Bell Nemus, we had the I can't think of it, but we heard the Indian, you know, saying the chants all through on a couple different EVP sessions.
Exactly.
You know, all through the house. Now, we don't know of if that happened before the house was built, during, whatever. All we know is that it was there. And
it was on Palatine land.
Exactly. And the Indians were there much longer before the house was built.
Yeah, they could have had a camp there. They could have had teepees there and just cleaned up and just moved on. And nobody would have noticed. Nobody would have had records of Indians being there because they didn't keep records of where they camped, you know, set up their tents or whatever.
Well, that's my theory of being stamped in time.
I hate to bring in, you know, another movie reference, but Poltergeist.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
House on Indian burial ground, like.
Yeah. If they had a curse associated with that movie. A lot of people died because of, because of shit that happened in that movie. They use like real human skulls, like skeletons and stuff in that movie.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Now, as far as...
I don't know. Anytime I think of Poltergeist now, I think of the Family Guy reference in Petergeist.
Everybody stop peeing in the skull.
That was funny.
Howard no. says, bring me in.
What about Howard?
No.
He said, bring me in.
Oh,
he's at work. He can talk.
How's your name, Howard? Quit bitching. Now what? 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 You're in.
Howard's got something to say. Is there someone singing?
No.
What in God's name?
That's the Poltergeist theme for all you youngins.
Oh. I couldn't understand what they were saying. I'm like, what the hell? It's like a bunch of kids singing. It sounds like a Charlie Brown special going on or something.
Carol Ann! Carol Ann!
Carol Ann!
They're here!
Alright, I'm going to turn that off now.
Alright, is my brother Steve still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Steve, talk to me. Let's talk about this real quick. I understand where Jimmy's coming from, but it's kind of diluted. I think he's referencing the negative vibe from a hostile event. So, in other words, when a person dies of a traumatic syndrome or traumatic stress or traumatic death, there is more negative energy or that residual energy that's left behind than, say, a normal death. Is that right, Jimmy? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, thank you. It's been a long day. I can't think straight. But, yes, that's what I've been trying to say.
Okay. Hey, Steve, what do you think?
I mean, I think that could be one instance. I mean, it's hard to say because nobody, you know, really knows for sure. At the same time, you know, I do think that the idea of, like, a traumatic death might be a catalyst for, you know, a paranormal occurrence. But I also think even, like, a lesser, you know, a lesser traumatic event, like somebody that's just straight up dying. It could be old age, it could be disease, anything. Just somebody that doesn't feel like they're done. You know, they're not ready to roll. They're not ready to go. I think that could be...
But, see,
well,
isn't death itself a traumatic event, though? No matter how you pass, it's still a traumatic event.
If someone
was to die of old age, then, you know, like they say, well, maybe they have unfinished business, or they stay there because that's where the happiest times of their life were, and they want to stay.
But there's trauma no matter how they go. I mean, I watched my mom die very slowly from cancer while she was sedated on morphine heavily. And I stood by the roadside where my father was killed in a car crash in a head-on collision. They were both traumatic to everybody around them. Now,
that's right.
The question comes in, does everybody around them's energy play into that location, or is it only the person who passed? But no matter how they pass, there's trauma involved.
That's right.
The energy is pretty much the same no matter how they go.
Absolutely. It's definitely, no matter how you look at it, on whatever scale, it's loads and loads of emotional trauma. You know, emotional energy.
Right.
Yeah,
now,
energy. But, I mean, I do feel, though, that there's, like, some instances, I mean, even things where we've come across somebody that didn't die at a location. He worked there, and he spent a lot of time there, and that was kind of, like, his, you know, that was his thing. And we did, you know, it may have only been brief, but we did make contact, and, you know, it's one of those things where he didn't die there. He didn't have, you know, I mean, he died from old age, and it wasn't something where he was, like, tragically, you know, died on site. So, I mean, and it wasn't like it was a negative thing, you know, he was just communicating.
Well, yeah. He spent a large portion of his life there. He dedicated a lot of his time and his energy to that area, be it his work or whatever. And that was where he was drawn back to. That was where he felt most comfortable. So I understand.
I absolutely agree with that.
Well,
I would absolutely disagree with that. But
think about the we caught a little girl's voice at Bell Nemus about 15 times on EVP. Now she might have been like 5 years old, not really long enough to really put an emotional implant on a house. But I think her passing probably made her parents really upset, and their grief is what's keeping her around.
Well, that's
she's calling
be.
Out
the
daddy. We have her calling out daddy every time we hear, like she's looking for something, for someone.
Yeah. All right. Let me. Can I put something out there? And this, I guarantee you, this is going to be controversial, and you're going to be like, "Fuck you, Matt!" Like, what are you thinking? But that's fine.
You say good
that's
morning,
why we all love
say
each other.
Fuck you, Matt. So it's beside the point.
Yeah, pretty much. So, all right, the guy, and I'm not going to direct it to that scenario, but just in general, like, say there was a janitor of a school who passes away, and he went to that school, he worked there for years, like, you know, was an upstanding citizen, everything else. Do you really think that let me digress for a second to say he was making minimum wage. He hated his fucking job. But it was the only way he could pay his bills and stuff like that. Do you really honestly think that if the person passes away that they're going to show up at that location again because that's all they know?
Maybe residual awning. Not
assuming
like a
they have...
I think that's a very good possibility because, I mean, who's to say after death that you don't continue going through your daily routines?
Well,
so
one,
here's a thought
so
for you.
And,
I mean,
and that's exactly why I want to play devil's advocate with this and say, isn't that a residual haunt? And if nothing
yeah,
intelligent?
That's where I was going to go with that. That's called a residual haunting. You're still going through your daily routines even though, you know, you've gone on to the other side.
Absolutely.
So I have
exactly.
A perfect tie-in to this. My daughter tonight was supposed to go to a viewing. She's a school teacher. One of the janitors in her school was killed Friday night in a car crash. Matt, you and I ain't talked about this, so it's an irony that you brought this up. But he was one of the school janitors. He's been there 27 years. He was killed in a car crash Friday night. He's been in that same location for 27 years. You don't think he has friends that he has drawn close to, even though it was a, you know, income-wise, probably not the greatest job in the world, but after 27 years, you don't think that he has friends there that he's drawn very close to. He looks forward to every morning talking to the different teachers, the principal, the counselors, the students.
Yeah, you know, if you're there for 27 years, you become part of a location. I think you become associated.
Yeah.
You become so associated with the location, you almost become part of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be either way. It could be an intelligent haunt, or it's just what he's known all of his life, and that's where he wants to be. It could be either residual because that was his daily, everyday thing. And the walls, you know, the stone tape theory, have absorbed his energy from 27 years, or that was where he felt most comfortable and where he had most of his friends.
Yeah, exactly. Where that little girl I was talking about, I don't think there was enough time for the walls to absorb her spirit, because, you know, or I don't think she was there that long enough for that to happen.
But she knew that's where Mom and Dad were, and that's where her world revolved around. I don't think that's a residual. I think that's an intelligent haunt. She doesn't know anything
else. She follows us around, upstairs, downstairs, wherever we're at, wherever there's an even recorded going. We call her calling out for Daddy.
Yeah, I don't think she knows.
I know that
else.
One. I've heard about
you
that.
You heard it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's actually called out all of us there.
I would venture to say that that's an intelligent haunt in the fact that she doesn't know anything else. She doesn't know what the hell to do now.
I think looking for answers.
All of a sudden, everybody that she knows is gone.
Now,
what do you do?
What about this theory? With this little girl, who's to say it is a little girl that died in the house? What if it was someone that decided to go back to that time in their life when they felt the happiest and they wanted to stay?
True.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But why would you
that's what they
Daddy
chose
over
for
and over
themselves.
If it was an older person going back to when they were a kid, why would they keep saying Daddy? Why would they use more words?
Well,
I understand.
How old's the house?
In the house?
Late 1700s.
Okay. So here's the possibility. Let's say it was an older person that died of even old age, but she remembers when she was a kid that lived in that house, and her father went off to fight in the Civil War. And that was the happiest times of her life was prior to her dad going off to fight in the Civil War, and she's going back looking for him. Until you can get answers from the other side, everything we have right now is just speculation. Maybe that was the happiest time of her life was time spent with her dad, and that just happened to be the age that she was.
I think this also ties into the idea that, you know, everything that we're discussing is that the entity or whatever you want to call it has the ability to choose a location. I mean, we don't know that for sure. It could be something where it's just like, hey, you're going to be here. Good luck. So, you know, nobody knows for sure. I mean, we've investigated a location where we did come in contact with a janitor. We did get a full name, and that was the person that was the janitor at that location. So, I mean, if that were me, I probably wouldn't want to haunt the same place. I clean the toilets. But who's to say you've got a choice? You may not have a choice.
Well, I had jobs that I absolutely hated, but I absolutely loved the people that I worked with. And I hated leaving those jobs, but it was time for me to move on. And as I got older, I kind of looked back and went, you know, I really missed that time that I hung out with Steve and we did this or we did that. And I kind of look forward to seeing him every day. I mean, who's to say what makes a spirit stay in a single location or return to a location or just simply be in any given location?
I have a question. We caught an EVP of like a middle-aged man yelling, "Get off my lawn!" out of nowhere. We were outside on the front porch, and we had a handicap set up in the front of the house at Bell Nemus, and we hear someone yell, "Get off my lawn!" And one of us was standing in the driveway. Now,
that
driveway wasn't
that?
Always there, huh?
Do you want me to play that? Do you want me to pull it up?
Do you have it?
I do.
Yeah,
you know I do.
Yeah, go ahead. Cue it up, Amber.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second to switch over. It's on another.
Well, anyways, the driveway one of our team members was standing in wasn't always there. The driveway used to go beside the house, and where the driveway is now used to actually be a lawn. So I'm wondering if if the spirit was could still sees the way he used the way it used to be when he was alive, and sees us standing in his lawn where there should be a driveway there. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've got all of them. I've got the daddy and everything.
Oh, well, go ahead, play whatever you want to play.
I have to find
play
it.
Daddy.
Off my, I can't remember which one that was. Okay. Well,
the Get Off My Lawn. That was during the video, wasn't it?
I think so. So I'd have to actually find that one. But
well, play Daddy. That should be easy to find.
Should I play the first or the second?
I don't even know.
Okay, well,
I don't remember which
first
one's
one
best.
First.
Okay.
The second one? Whoa. The first one. Nope. Never mind. I lied. I'm a liar. They,
Fire!
both of those are two of the audio files that we had that were
the corrupted ones?
They were the corrupted
there
ones.
You
weren't able to save them?
Investigation. The one from the runs from July should be good still.
I have the videos. I just can't remember which video is because I've got the four of them.
Those are hard. That's hard to find in such a small amount of time.
Is
you
it
know,
the ad break conversation? No, that's a minute and 30.
You see, Howie would know more about which how they're labeled because he's the one that labeled them.
Yeah.
Here's a thought. All right, I've done remote view, and you mentioned, Get Off My Lawn. Did he see it as it was when he was there, or as it is when you were there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've done half a dozen remote views, and one of the things that I've noticed in doing remote viewing is I will see a doorway where there is no doorway. But the more that we discuss it, and they say, well, when we remodeled, we found this framework that was a doorway at that point.
Uh-huh.
So when I'm doing a remote view and the energies or whatever is telling me what I see, are they describing it as it was or as it is? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So it's certainly within the realm of possibility that when the energies are talking to us through EVPs and everything else, there's no doubt in my mind that to them it is still as it was when they were there.
See,
otherwise,
I
wouldn't
yeah.
see doorways that aren't there.
I got it. I pulled
you
it
got
up.
It?
Yeah.
All right.
So let me get as close as I can because I'm actually on a speaker right now. Like, I have headset on. So hopefully you can hear it. Let me know you can hear them talking.
Okay, guys, I'm back. Wait a minute.
Can you hear anything?
Mm-mm.
A lot.
We heard that.
Okay.
Who was that?
Well, I may just have to like post it to you guys so you can watch it or something.
It's on YouTube.
Oh yeah, it is on YouTube.
You think about
do you have a SoundCloud?
Well, that feels
not
so
a great ADT. You made that sound right when I bit into my pickle. It was kind of funny.
Great timing.
Yeah.
You were talking about.
What is that?
What is that?
What in the hell?
All
Nothing. Continue.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on right now.
What? What, Ma? I'm on the internet with my friends, Ma. Mom, shut up! Mom, no! Get out of my room!
Where's the meatloaf? Mom, the meatloaf! Fuck!
Give me a juice box.
You're laughing. You're laughing.
Mom, give me back my anonymous mask. I need that so people don't know who I am.
All right, so when it comes down to the paranormal, I want to say this, and then I'm going to say something else, and it's just going to be words. So listen, if you have a second. The thing with, like, a house or a building or a location, I understand that.
Huh?
But talking about a spirit going back to a house or a location or a building or something like that. But here's my personal opinion. And that's why all of us work well together, because opinion is pretty much all we have. But if a spirit, if a human, I'm not going to call him a spirit, if a transparent human has the ability to choose what they want, yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's definitely possible to say, hey, you know what? I went from a flesh and blood person to a transparent human. And this is where I want to be. But, I mean, if it is a residual haunt, if you will, I don't think that person is actually there doing what they're doing and doing what they want to do. I mean, that a residual haunt would be just an energy that's attached to that place. Unless there is a gateway, a wormhole, if you will, that they can come back pretty much whenever they're summoned or whenever they want to.
I'm so confused, dude. What the fuck are you trying to say?
I'm sure everybody's confused right now.
I love you, Matt, but I had no fucking clue where that was going. And trust me, if I'm paying for this cab ride, goddammit, I think you're taking the long way and you're just screwing me on the fare.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So, let me synopsize, because I've spoken with you enough. I think I have a feeling of what you're getting at. If I were a human, living human that passed away, why would I choose a location and why would I do what I do as a spirit? I think it's simply because they don't know any different. This is where they know, and this is what they know, and that's what they're going to do. But at this point, folks, I'm going to take back control on the program. Who's making that much noise in the background? Sit down. Sit your ass down. Stand in front.
What is
going on?
Oh, shit, right?
You guys are with me while I pee.
Well, no shit.
Oh, that's
she
nice.
She has to pee, so yeah, no shit. Woo-hoo! Ladies and gentlemen, be very, very quiet while we hear the tinkle.
Wow.
Don't forget to wipe now. Wash your hands.
That's so wrong. By the way, you walk in for a woman, take a piss on it.
Hey,
here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know,
I am CPR Dennis. And with me, say hello real quick, is CPR Matt.
Hi.
Hi.
CPR Matt. There we go. Nick, say hello.
Hi. I'm Nick.
Say hello.
Hey.
Ryan, say hello.
Hello.
Amber, when you're done peeing, you say hello too.
Hello.
Okay. Jimmy, say hello.
Hello.
Howard, say hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Steve.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this was a real quick hello from everybody that is probably going to take over for Matt and I. As you all know, we've been doing Full Spectrum Unleashed for quite a while. Damn, Amber, did you flush the phone with the toilet?
Yeah, no shit, right?
Shit. Have you had a hurricane toilet?
Let me put the phone right in the toilet when I flush it.
So, anyway, what I want to do, folks, tonight has been just an introductory to the folks that are taking over our Monday night program. They haven't decided exactly what the name of the show is going to be, but they will be taking over our Monday night slot. Now, you can still catch Matt and I on Full Spectrum on Wednesday night at the same location. I'm going to start running through the line and mute until I find the noise.
Who is breathing so heavy?
Yeah, just start muting people. Because
yeah,
I can hardly hear you.
I got it. I got it.
Wow. I didn't do it.
At any rate, make
that's
sure
better.
That you join these folks on Monday nights. CPR Matt and myself will no longer be doing Full Spectrum Unleashed. We are going to release that time slot and let these folks have it. Hopefully you've enjoyed the program. Hopefully we've brought out some great points on the paranormal, which they will continue to do from this point forward. I think they've got some wonderful minds. They've got some wonderful thoughts, some great insight into the paranormal. They're all very educated as far as the paranormal itself and so forth. So make sure that you tune in next Monday when we don't know what the hell the name of it's going to be. We're thinking it's
so,
going to be called FAPS. Fucking Awesome Paranormal Show.
Horrible name.
I do love that name, but hey, Dennis,
and
do have to say...
I have the catch line. Make sure to FAP with us next week.
There you go. So,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We have 1 minute left.
Oh, Lord.
With us next week and masturbate, too.
Yes.
Wow.
So, hey, it's, you know what, it definitely is a pleasure to have you guys involved with the whole CRN family. I can who's the loud fucker now?
I'm not moving. I'm not doing anything.
Amber.
Amber,
no,
shut up.
It's me.
You know
I'm
what,
Amber, she already flushed the phone.
I have a very, 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 very short time to say this. So, but no, I have to say, I, you know what, Dennis and I have been doing Full Spectrum Unleashed for over a year. I have to welcome everybody to the family. I thank you so much for being a part of it. I mean, it's and definitely tell you this, URN with Kevin and everybody else is a phenomenal, phenomenal family to be a part of.
Into archive.
So, thank you. Yes, we are in archive now.
Getting nightmares? Then you're not listening to Full Spectrum Radio, the best radio on the planet.
That's how we roll. Yeah, that's how we roll.
Man, even Freddie likes
it. This is the after show,
huh? So
this is
show,
the after show.
Wow, after party.
This is available on iTunes, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I had you guys
oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
I've had
no,
you guys download it, and I didn't even... Oh,
is it downloading now? Is it downloading
no.
Right
oh, yeah.
now?
No, it's been downloaded.
Okay, it's been downloaded.
It automatically goes to iTunes.
It's already on my podcast list, but I've been listening to Pulpit of Doom, which is the Dreamin' Demon. I don't know if you guys read that. It's crime news.
No.
It's true crime. They update like 3 or 4 stories a day based on what's going on in the world.
When I run for Congress, I'm coming after you.
Now,
I'm keeping preoccupied while on the air. But,
sorry.
Okay.
For those that are taking over for us, Steve, Amber, Jimmy, I don't know if you're joining them.
Ryan.
Nick, Ryan. One thing that you need to understand, your time live will cut off at 11 o'clock p.m. straight up, Eastern time anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
However, it will carry for 1 hour after into archive. And then you don't get notice. You just get that little British twat going, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. And you're done. So track your time closely. One thing that you want to do is about 5 minutes before your live time cuts off, whoever your guest is, whatever you're talking
thank
about.
Thank them and whatnot.
Yeah, thank them, throw out your plugs, throw out their plugs, you know, all those things. And then you have an hour that you can do like we're doing right now where it's only those that are called in. The live listeners no longer hear us at this point.
Yeah. Well, they can hear you on the iTunes and whatnot.
Those that pull the archive and all that and the podcast, they will still hear this. So, you know, you really don't want to, like, you know, thrash the president and shit like that in archive because it still goes. But that gives you a good heads up. Now, Amber, my understanding is between you and Steve, the two of you are pretty much going to be the ones running the board.
Okay.
I mean, I can be on the board. I may not be here every Monday.
So loud?
I'm talking loud.
Because it's just his nature.
Well, I mean, everybody, I've got it up on full volume, and it's going right into my ears. And then you come on in, you're like, bah!
You're welcome.
He just has a much better phone than us.
Get her. I have an iPhone.
Exactly, yeah. That's why. You need to throw that piece of shit out.
No, I love it. It manages everything for me.
Now, Amber, are you going to be at Enrakis this weekend?
Yes, I very well should be.
Awesome.
All right. If nobody else, I'll give you a... like pretty much crash course on how to run the board. I don't know if anybody at this point knows how to call in and launch the show, but I'll sit with you guys and we'll do a like tutorial on how to launch the show, how to run the board, you know, whatever else. But I will make sure that you are fully set up to take over the show Monday. Then Matt and I can simply call in just to listen to the show.
Okay.
I'll show you what the symbols are on the board and everything else.
Okay.
Well, I talked to Ryan and briefly with Steve about it too. I have no problem like helping out with the show on Mondays until everybody gets accustomed and comfortable with it.
Well, yeah, that's,
that'd be great.
Me? No, I'd much rather throw him to the wolves and see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Sit back and enjoy the
show. It's more entertaining.
I don't want to waste my Mondays.
Sit back and watch the train wreck that's fast.
Oh.
Hey, fast, you're going to be taking
over. Dennis and I are very, very familiar with the sound of screeching metal. Trust me on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me, we've had our share of train wrecks. It's just bound to happen. I mean, you're going to get a guest that doesn't call in. You know, you think you've got this phenomenal show lined up. You've bragged about it for a week, and then all of a sudden it's just you and your co-host, and you're, you know, hypothetically across Facebook messaging, looking at each other going, fuck, what now?
And that's where the support from our team would call in and help everybody out.
Exactly.
We make up our own topics to talk about.
Exactly. Now, right now I see 6 that are not typically logged into the board. Now, that reminds me, for those that, if you want to be in this portion of conversation, you have to be called in. And you have to be brought live. Otherwise, you can listen, but you can't converse. So, like Jimmy right now, if you weren't called in and you were just listening to the program on the link, you wouldn't even hear this part. So
okay.
Make sure that everybody that you want to be able to continue the conversation after it drops off alive and goes to archive, make sure that they are called in. Otherwise, they're just fucked.
Okay.
I mean, pretty much that's about it. I mean, it's not very difficult. You get to play the different sounds and everything. You know, whoever's running the board, you know, kind of stay on top of shit. Figure out what you want to call it. Make sure to name your stuff something that you can find easily in the board. You know, like most of our shit is named FSR, this, that, or the other, full spectrum radio, whatever. Those are the sounds that we usually play. But I mean, other than that, it's not really a whole lot to it.
Don't get me.
Like I said, if there's any questions, by all means, bring them to me on Saturday.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a little loud.
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
And then you can, then you can do shit like that just to screw with your co-host.
Yeah, it definitely puts the lotion on the skin before it gets a fucking slap in the face again.
He said motion.
Oh, and there's another country heard from. Welcome back, Howard.
Hello.
Hey, Howard.
Hello there.
Mi papa, amigo, de México.
Say that again in English.
I'm cold.
Too much coffee. Too much coffee.
No, I haven't had any yet. That's what's driving me nuts.
Well, maybe you should go have some and chill out.
Of course,
we didn't get you anything. That's where we're trying to be.
I've got Shannon with me. She says hi.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Mama. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Dang, we just about got the whole team on the radio.
Yeah,
Now that we've known that you can piss on air, how are you feeling, Tink?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, we know her bladder's not empty. We've already discovered that.
Well, by the way, she's called Tink for another reason.
By the way,
it's
Tink,
very cold.
Just so you know, you went global with a tinkle on air because we had Australia listening in the night, too.
I love it. I love it.
I have to go.
Well,
can you hold it?
And I will. I will tell you this. I know we had Canada on air because Ross was tuned in. I know we had England listening, and we had Jacob from Australia. So you managed to pee live on four continents.
Amber, you should feel privileged.
Only at Peter.
You represented Americans very well tonight.
Why do you want to go pee? Walk on. Dennis, so, never said you like this group.
Well, tell you what, maybe next time I'll drop the deuce.
No.
And call it shit on the world.
And we will know the difference how. Unless it sounds like a rock being dropped down a well, I don't think we'll understand the difference.
So, hey Dennis, and I have to say thank you to Howard for the introduction, but Dennis, do you think that we found some decent replacements for Unleashed?
I think Unleashed has to be somewhere in the title. Even if we do it as
fapping
fucking
unleashed.
Awesome, yeah.
Fapping Unleashed.
Fapping
Unleashed.
Fapping Unleashed.
Fapping Unleashed. I'm digging that.
Fapping Unleashed.
I like it.
I'm looking at
Oh, wait, weren't you a great big fat person?
Well, it has to be Unleashed. Fat man.
I've
got Jet for the evening.
You know what? If Unleashed is in the title, then which we would definitely appreciate. We have to at least do maybe once every other month, like appearance, and just go crazy, right?
Sure, why not?
Steve, you still on?
I'm still here.
Do what?
I was looking for Steve. Is he still?
Yeah, I'm here, but I've got to drop out. Does somebody show up console?
Yep, Saturday night.
I've got to drop out. Does somebody still have access to the console to like end the show when you guys are done?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, perfect. All right, folks. Well, I will see you guys on Saturday.
Sounds good, buddy. Looking forward to it. Call me if you need me.
All right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah.
Talk to us, Matt.
What?
What the hell is that?
Is that Chewbacca
joining us?
That's a very good point.
Oh, it's so wrong. It's amazing how many times I've thrown that under the bus.
And there they were, and we're walking down the road, and down the tree. Oh, my goodness.
I have no idea what that was.
Was that human?
There was human. And that was paranormal, Bobby.
What?
All right. I'm confused.
That sounds like Howie on crack.
What's going on?
What the hell is going on right now?
This show's gone to shit. What happened to it?
Yeah.
Pardon me, I'll be on your ghost in the tuba.
What? No, it like everything you said came through all broken. I couldn't understand anything.
That's heard a bunch of sounds. It's Chewbacca.
And then I went, pardon me, I'll be looking for your ghost in the tuba.
That was weird.
Oh, yeah, I understand that now. Hold on.
No!
Hey, guys, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm actually going to see about getting off here myself.
So,
unfortunately, I won't be able to meet y'all Saturday. I wish I could, but unfortunately, I got some other engagements I got to take care of first.
Well,
so,
if you're going to get off,
miss you.
Make sure to wear eye protection, buddy.
Well, actually, I have a side job I got to do for my neighbor, so I got to take care of that. So.